darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. When the Pharisees gathered to Jesus with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of the disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as the doctrines the commandments of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men.' And he said to them, 'You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, "Honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die." But you say, "If a man tells his father or his mother, 'Whatever you would have gained from me is Corban, that is, given to God,' then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and many such things you do." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Traditions are everywhere. We all have them. We have our family traditions when we gather together for Christmas time and Thanksgiving. Certain stories are told. Special desserts are to be had. And special games are to be played. Those certain stories from maybe Uncle Fred are told every single year to us. Year after year after year, these routines and these traditions happen at special family events. We also have sports traditions as well. Hockey has traditions, football has traditions, basketball and even golf. Lucky shirts are worn, beards are grown out during tournament play, fun rituals are performed in order not to jinx the season. We have work traditions as well. We're told the stories of a founding father of a business, and we learn certain slogans of a business, certain work ethics that we mimic and repeat year after year after year. We even have traditions in the church. The church has a calendar. Potlucks are regularly scheduled with the same people bringing the same dessert year after year. Certain feasts in the church are celebrated. Traditional orders of service are practiced. Now, these traditions are nothing more than the passing on of customs and beliefs from one generation to the next. These traditions, they can be either good or they can be bad. They can teach and pass on valuable and worthy aspects of a generational heritage to a new and upcoming generation. Or, tragically, they can perpetuate sinful habits from one generation to the next. On the other hand, there are those traditions that have absolutely no meaning whatsoever, but are basically done because we've always done it that way before. It's tradition. Now, with all this said, in our gospel reading from this morning, it seems that Jesus, in our gospel reading, is unleashing a negative judgment upon all tradition. We heard him say to the Pharisees in our gospel text, in a real snarky tone, he said these words, You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to keep your own tradition. Now, we must especially take note of Jesus' words, his strong words, his snarky words in this gospel text. For as you know, Zion Lutheran Church is a part of a denomination that has a long heritage with a number of ancient traditions. In other words, we are part of a system of churches, a family of churches, a group of churches, some 6,000 churches in the United States, as well as beyond that, internationally. All these churches together have agreed to follow certain forms of worship, follow a certain church calendar, follow certain church practices that have been handed down from previous generations. Indeed, many of our elements of our Sunday divine service, right here, right now, and other aspects of our church, things that we do, things that we say, and things that we practice, they go back literally thousands of years. With that stated, we must ask ourselves if Jesus is advocating the removal of all traditions. Do we, as LCMS Lutherans, need to be purged of tradition to have some sort of modern-day reformation? Is that what the text is getting across to us today? Some people would read the gospel reading from today, and they would conclude that this is the case. They shiver at customs and rituals and would conclude that all traditions and all things and rituals and ceremonies should be thrown out, that the slate should be wiped clean. However, history has shown us, my friends, that when certain traditions are removed and eradicated from the church, new traditions have a way of popping up in their place. In other words, when ancient traditions are actually removed from the church, these ancient traditions are immediately, whether it is intended or not, they are replaced by contemporary traditions. This is just the way that it is. We are people of tradition. But is this what Jesus is so concerned about in our gospel reading from today? Is Jesus an anti-traditionalist? Should all tradition be condemned? Should it all be burned? And should it all be discarded? Should it just be tossed out on the basis of Jesus' condemnation of the Pharisees? The answer is no. You see, what Jesus is against in our gospel reading is what we would call bad tradition. Yes, there's such a thing as bad tradition, and there's such a thing as good tradition. As we will hear later, good tradition should be preserved, should be passed down to younger generations, it should be respected and revered. However, bad traditions should be resisted, they should be rejected and scoffed at, as Jesus did in our gospel reading from Mark. You see, what Jesus is so concerned about is that the Pharisees during the first century had a hyper-piety. This hyper-piety of the Pharisees led the Pharisees to follow certain man-made traditions that were not even in the Old Testament scriptures. Furthermore, the Pharisees, they elevated these man-made traditions to the status of being God's law. Somewhere along the way, these man-made traditions, they were elevated. They were elevated to the status of God's word, as if God actually prescribed them himself when he actually did not. To put it another way, these traditions were formed on the basis of mankind's own voice, mankind's own thoughts, and as a result, it led to these traditions taking the place of God's word. Mistakenly, the Pharisees were enforcing these man-made traditions upon the people as if they were God's binding word, which resulted in people essentially following traditions and not the word of God. They were doubly damned. They were doubly damned, bound to man-made traditions with no voice of God speaking into their midst. Now, dear friends, any tradition that you or I create, whether it is old or modern, whether it is rustic or contemporary, whether it is boring or whether it is hip, any tradition that is developed from our own self-centered opinions, our own selfish desires, our own self-agendas, any tradition that we create that opposes Christ and his forgiveness, any tradition that is elevated above Jesus and his word, is evil. Is evil and must be rejected. I humbly ask us this. I ask you and I ask myself this. What old-looking or modern-looking tradition have you and I established in our life or in this church that stands in opposition to God's word? Furthermore, in what ways have we invented for ourselves traditions according to our own reasoning that serve us, appease our sinful nature, excuse our sin, deprive love to our neighbors, and dismiss God's word? Dear friends, when we allow our own voices to shape traditions, and when we allow our man-made traditions to guide us while distancing ourselves from God's word, we have fallen into that which Christ condemns in our gospel reading from today. We must repent of our foolishness and our self, yes, our self-deception. All this stated, we are beginning to understand that tradition can be bad. However, there's another side to this coin as well. It can also be good. It can, on the one hand, oppose Christ. Yes, tradition can oppose Christ, but it can also honor Christ. It can stand in the way of Scripture, or it can elevate Scripture. It can point us to ourselves, or it can point us to Christ Jesus on the cross. It can appoint us to our bound conscience, or it can reveal the peace of the gospel to a conscience that is bound. We can wrongfully hang our body on a bad tradition, or a good tradition can bring us to the body of Christ hung on a tree. Ultimately, the traditions of the Pharisees led them and the people away from an honest view of themselves as sinners in need of grace. Furthermore, their traditions created a layer between them and the Lord, a layer between them and God's word. As a result, they ignored the wickedness in their hearts while counting themselves righteous. They did this. They created their own traditions, waved their fingers at those who didn't pass muster, patted themselves on the back, and considered themselves worthy while the Lord was off on the sideline. Believe it or not, this was one of the things at the heart of the Reformation in the 1500s. Yes, the Reformation, the Lutheran Reformation of the 1500s. Martin Luther and the Reformers actually were not anti-tradition, but rather intentionally they rejected many of the Roman Catholic traditions that obstructed the gospel from the people and that wrongfully obscured the word of God. They rejected traditions made by human beings for the purpose of appeasing God and for earning grace. For this eliminated the need of a bleeding Savior. That's right, they excluded traditions that were contrary to the gospel and that were contrary to the teachings of the Christian faith. However, we must keep in mind that the Reformers did not abolish every single tradition of the time. Why not? The reason why was that many of the traditions and ceremonies of the time actually did serve the purpose of teaching the people what they needed to know about Christ Jesus. These good faith traditions and ceremonies, they were preserved by the Reformers. It would have been foolish to toss them out, for they were noble and they were good and they were true. They served the saints of the church by bringing them to Christ and his word. Traditions, my friends, are either formed from the imagination of mankind or they're shaped and inspired by God's word. You and I must reject bad tradition, for they assault the faith of the children of God and lead the faithful away from Christ to a reliance upon human wisdom, human piety, and human false doctrine. These bad traditions, they lead us to our own agendas, our own piety, our own doings, our own work in regard to salvation. They lead us to the pits of despair, hell, and damnation. However, good faith traditions can and should be respected insofar as that they point you and me to Christ and Him crucified for our sins and for the sins of the world. Baptized saints, while we respect faith traditions not because they make us acceptable to God or because they are necessary for salvation, we respect them rather, and we follow them because they direct our attention to Christ Jesus and His gifts for us. For example, the patterns of our service, right here, the patterns of our service, the candles, the paintings on the walls, the sign of the cross made by the pastor, the changing of the colors in front of us, the changing of the banners, the architecture of the church, the artwork created by saints of the past, the stained glass windows, the clothing and vestments of the pastor, and all the decorations are not, yes, I repeat, they are not just some meaningless show, but rather they grant beauty, they grant dignity, and reverence. This beauty and dignity and reverence are not for the sake of being worshipful, but rather they are for turning our eyes and our ears and our minds to Christ and His gifts. These good faith traditions, they block the distractions and they pull us out of our sometimes mundane lives so that we can hear, so that you can hear now in this divine service, the crystal clear words of Christ, these words for you. Come to me, and I will give you rest. I will make you clean. You are clean, for I bled and died for you. You are adopted as my child. You are redeemed. Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood given for you for the forgiveness of your sins. You are mine. Do not fear. I will be with you to the end of the age. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.zionwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.